How's everybody doing out in Sacred Cow Internet Land? Alex Jones here. Thanks for tuning in to what's going on. It's hard to talk about something like the Iraq takeover in just a few minutes because you could fill encyclopedias with just one-line comments on the proven lies and fraud and deceit. But what is it, April 11th, 2003, as I sit over here at my neighbor Kevin's house and tape this here in his great studios, it's unspeakable. Number one, it's only the beginning. There's a group called the Project for New American Century, headed by Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld, who was formed in the mid-90s, and in 99-2000, they wrote public essays that are published on their own website, where they say that Saddam Hussein is not a threat. Even if he's removed or killed, we're still going in. He is a convenient, quote, pretext. They say that. Pretext to get the oil. But not just the oil. They say, as you can notice, Iraq's perfectly located to dominate the entire region. In fact, it's always dominated the region in history. It's kind of the gateway in between the Arabs and the Persians. And they say, you know, they want to attack Syria and Iran. Of course, now we're hearing it. They are winning their fight for Baghdad, you know, kicking out an obviously corrupt regime that they'd worked with in the past. It's a secular regime. Now they're already saying, well, we think they might have taken Saddam to Syria. Assad's got him. Or maybe he's in Iran. Or we think the chemical weapons, we were never attacked by chemical weapons. We put out hundreds of reports that turned out to be false, but no one will ever remember that. Still in the average mind that they did have all these. And so we're going to go ahead and invade Iran and Syria next. Of course, after they get Iraq all bolted down, there'll probably be a convenient terror attack, and they'll say, oh, the terrorists, obviously, were working for Assad, and Assad happens to have some oil, too, and we'll go ahead and take that as well. And same thing with Iran. So we have a group called the Project for New American Century, made up of Bush's cabinet, working inside the CIA, also had current government officials in it. During the election, Bush is already getting CIA briefings, you know, cooking up 911. And, I mean, this is an overthrow, folks. This is a coup d'etat. And understand, I've always been what you'd call a conservative. You know, I cut my teeth on the radio, TV attacking Bill Clinton, who's just a New World Order shill as well. But with Bush, I mean, they're going after everything. They want it all now. And understand, you know, they said, well, get behind our troops now that they're in the Gulf. Road home for our boys comes back from Baghdad. Well, here's the problem. I've read the plans. They're public. Right here at UT a few weeks ago, we went and shot video of it. It was a Council on Foreign Relations meeting at UT. It was called the New World Order, was the name of the meeting. And they had Amory Slaughter, the dean of Princeton. They had former CIA director James Woolsey, who they say is probably going to be the head guy in Iraq now with the oil cartel dictatorship. And we go to this meeting, and they say, this is World War IV. We can't let the press know, or the people, this is World War IV. We plan to invade all these countries. We've got 62 on the hit list. And we're going to have national ID cards. We may have to put all Muslims in camps here in America. I mean, we're there getting video of this. We've aired it on a local TV show. We're going to put it in a documentary. And then Woolsey, a week later, is on CNN saying it's World War IV. He didn't add the camp part and the ID card part. And so not only does the road home for our troops never end, they're not coming home until they've done some other dirty work. And then they hear all this sick propaganda about how it's Operation Iraqi Freedom on every channel with the same cutout. I mean, that's not what free countries have, where the news channels all flash the same slogans in the same order, just in case you didn't know that. I'm sure most of you know that. There's just so many facets of this corruption. But the point is, simultaneously, all the things they accuse Saddam of are being set up here. Yes, Saddam had a military dictatorship. He was a strong man, King Rat. Well, here they're saying get rid of Posse Comitatus, the law that stops the military from engaging in police activities. They're publicly getting rid of that, acclimating us to accept military occupation. They're talking about during a red alert, we can't leave our house. I mean, that's worse than what Saddam had. It's worse than their curfew. The Patriot Act 1 says they can arrest you for any reason. Patriot Act 2 says they can arrest you for any reason and execute you in secret. The definition of domestic terrorism is so broad, it's basically any action, stuff that isn't even criminal is in there. I mean, I've read these analysis. I've done my own analysis. I've read the bills. They're on Infowars.com. I'm sure Kevin, with his clip, could probably post a few of the analysis that people have done on the Patriot Acts. Maybe the Center for Public Integrity, my analysis of Patriot Act 2. But, it's incredible. Hitler didn't have the nerve to put this type of stuff down on paper. You know, he did a lot of horrible things, but he didn't put it down on paper. They had this right. But they're doing it now. So across the board, we're losing our freedoms. While they talk about, oh, we're over here giving these people freedom. And then just today, I mean, there's been hundreds of contracts handed out to Bush cronies. But Halliburton was given a $7 billion contract, one of many they were given. And then, when there was heat on the subject, Halliburton gave up like a $10 million contract, a little side one. And the headlines were all, oh, they gave the contract up. For those that don't know, Halliburton was CEO'd by Cheney until 2000. Big oil company. Subdivisions, Brown and Root, who made most of the money off the Vietnam War. I mean, it's the same sick story over and over again. And he's going to get $7 million just off one of his contracts. And then I'm watching a press conference. This is just one day. See, it's information overload. And Ari Fleischer, the press secretary, is up there, and a reporter asked one good question. I watched like an hour press conference, and nothing serious was asked. One lady says, Ari, what's going on with the contracts? They're being given out almost exclusively to contributors to the Bush campaign. These are hundreds of billions of dollars of contracts. What is the White House doing? And he says, what do you mean? The White House isn't involved in giving out contracts. We don't do that. It's like saying Santa Claus isn't involved in Christmas. I mean, the White House runs it, controls the State Department and the agencies that are publicly giving these out. It's just Richard Perle and Armitage and Wolfowitz and Cheney and all of these people are personally in businesses, multiple businesses. They all own part of Carlyle Group, which if you want to buy weapons from a U.S. or even foreign company, you got to go to them and broker it through them. I mean, there's always been corruption, but this is unspeakable. It's at levels never seen. And the press secretary, Fleischer, sits there and goes, we don't have anything to do with that. We're not giving contracts out. It's just, oh, the sun didn't come up this morning, you know. Water's not wet. I mean, it makes Clinton saying, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, look tame. It makes Bush Sr., Mr. New World Order, Bush 41, CIA director's thing, read my lips, no new taxes, lie, look wonderful. Two more examples. And again, there's hundreds just today, because I'm not on the radio. I've sat there just rapt, watching the lies, physically becoming ill. They got this general on Fox. I got all this on tape. We're going to make a film. Me and Kevin are in the future on this, and I've been compiling a lot of this stuff. Or maybe Kevin will make a film and I'll make one. Who knows? But I'm sitting there taping this. And they got this general on Fox. And he goes, and the lady, the info babe, goes, well, they found all these lavish bunkers that hold only 300. What does this mean that they only held 300? What does that say about the thought of the Iraqi people? And he goes, and he sounds just like the crazy general in Dr. Strangelove. He's all, you know, 10, 20 million tops, you know, get your hair mask, you know, the guy cramming spearmint gum in his mouth. He acts just like him. He goes, same voice, crazy general in Dr. Strangelove. He's all, you know, 10, 20 million tops, you know, get your hair mask, you know, the guy cramming spearmint gum in his mouth. He acts just like him. He goes, same voice, everything. He goes, well, let me tell you, what they showed is they could care less about their people. Just look at that. It's only for the elite. They could care less about their own population. Now, yeah, Saddam's a bad guy. He was their business partner, you know. Rumsfeld's the bag man in 83 and 84 with the botulism and the anthrax and the West Nile and the VX and the sarin. This is all admitted. Senate reports by Republicans. Alphonse Tamayo's report in 94. So I'm knowing all this. They said, Saddam's a bad guy. Bunkers. They haven't found anything in them, but oh, look, they're lavish, and they're only for the Iraqi leadership. How evil. And I went, wait a minute. Actually, Saddam built a bunch of bunkers for his population, but it wasn't because he was particularly nice. The Swiss have it for their entire population with two-year food supply, with racquetball courts. Did you know that? And they're public. The highways direct you to them. You know, Russia has giant underground bases for their population and directions how to get there. Germany does. England has a few. The United States is the only country in the Western Hemisphere or in the Western world, you know, the Cold War mindset, that doesn't have a single bomb shelter, I mean anywhere, for the American people. In the 50s and 60s, they said underground parking garages were. And occasionally you'll still see a sign up. When I grew up in Dallas, you might see one, you know, underground bomb shelter, but it's not a real shelter. But it has the biggest black budget, in some cases, $100 billion a year, much of that in giant underground bases. And they've leaked and admitted that these things have got movie theaters, you know, the equivalent of 10-story high-rises in them, swimming pools, everything, for the thousands of elite bureaucrats and elitists in the country. And they admit that key individuals, are allowed into them. So the U.S. is the only country, supposedly they're this great republic and, you know, the transparency in government. We have the worst government, the most secret, with giant underground bases, lavishly to protect the elite if there's a biological release, chemical or nuclear, which they now say is going to happen any time. Give all your rights up. The men in black uniforms will keep you safe. You know, torture is good. Well, that's another thing. This government, you've seen them, torture is good. This terrorist suspect must be tortured. Then Saddam's bad. He tortures. You know, start thinking. But the point is, that's a few months old. Today, it's, look at that, bunkers for the elite, not for the people. When they've got gigantic cities for the elite of this country. When the Russians and the Swiss and the Germans have them all for their people and tell them how to go there. It's insane. You think you have freedom, so you've gotten conned. You're like an idiot who thinks you're not getting taken to the cleaners by a scam artist. Or some poor woman who gets in a car with Ted Bundy. Now you're riding down the road, I'm telling you it's Ted Bundy, you're in the Volkswagen, you've seen his face on the news, wake up and jump out of the car. I don't care if you have to roll and you get some scuffs and it's painful and your neighbors think you're weird for telling the truth, whatever. We got to jump out of the car, folks. He's taking us to tie us down and bite holes in us, okay? I mean, these people are nuts. They're building camps. I've made films about it, I've been to them, they now admit it. Relocation, for your safety, all this. Last lie. This is just today. For a month, I've been taping at least 4 hours a day, just randomly selecting news channels and taping 4 hours a day. I have hours of them saying, in the week before the attack, the generals, you know, the same generals, well, let me tell you what we're doing. Pentagon's got the cell numbers and the phone numbers, and they're contacting the Iraqi Republican Guard generals. They're saying, lay down, don't fight. We might even give you a job. We'll take care of you. You're going to be okay. And, Rumsfeld gets up, Mr. Skuldron, and he gets up, you know, Skeletor. Well, we are talking to a lot of the generals, a lot of them, blah, blah, blah. So if it happens, we're going to think it's going to collapse quite quickly, and blah, blah, blah. Then I'm watching CNN and MSNBC. It's the same script, minute by minute. There's an incredible new conspiracy theory out from Al Jazeera Television. These Arabs, it's incredible. These stupid conspiracy theories. They say that we had this incredible victory because the Republican Guard gave up. Because they'd been contacted and told to lay down that they'd be taken care of. How ridiculous. I mean, early on, they wanted you to accept the war, so they told you it'd be easy because they were getting them to go along. And now they want to act like how great big warriors they are. So they say, that's not true. What scares me is now, in an Orwellian fashion, the lies aren't like a year apart like they used to be, changing the whole script. Now it's week to week. And you guys either are so dumb or they don't care or something that they're changing it 180 week to week now. I mean, I don't even know what to say. It's world government. It's totally tyrannical. And some are saying, the right wing's going, well, Bush sure stood up to the UN, let me tell you. Well, let me tell you. Get past the rhetoric. It's already been set up. The UN's going to get the so-called trust fund, $1.2 to $1.4 trillion. And they're going to loan the Iraqis their own money back. And Iraq's conservatively got $4 to $5 trillion. Some say $8 trillion in oil. So they're giving them one-fourth of what they've got conservatively at interest, loan sharking. And most of that will be, you know, debt for, you know, and then that's why they encourage the looting to go on and on. Why burn down a government ministry after the government people have already left? That's the people's infrastructure now. But see, they encouraged it. They always do this. It's just incredible. They tear out a country, the IMF World Bank plan, we've got their own documents. They want it all blown out, totally destroyed, so then they come in and rebuild the whole infrastructure and the people are dead or slaves. So the UN's all part of this. The UN had to play the part of a good cop, so the Iraqis will accept them later as the savior. Oh, the bad American cop came in and slapped you around. We're here to run things now, but we're good, so you don't fight back against us. It's all just propaganda, folks. Our government, the globalist, the New World Order gang, founded the UN in this country in 1945 at a military base. out in California, Presidio. I mean, the whole thing, it's a rubber stamp. So left, stop thinking the UN's over there saving you. They're part of all the butchering and control. They're just playing the part of the good cop. And stupid right wing, stop thinking that Bush is fighting with the evil UN. This is all a way to manipulate and control all sides. That's why they keep winning, because people aren't sophisticated enough to understand that the globalists are masters of controlling paradigms. It's up to you. I've told you about 1/1000th of what's going on, and you can learn for yourself and just check it out for yourself. That whole thing with the statue in downtown Baghdad, it got confirmed and it came out in BBC that there was like 20 people in the square, most of them hired, most of them part of the new government that's coming in, the puppet Iraqis who've been living in England and the U.S. So, I mean, that was stage two. It's just incredible. And of course, Iraqis that have lived under tyranny are going to, now they've got pictures of the new king rat, the new strongman Bush, and they're kissing him. Same ones a week ago were going, Saddam kissing him. It's just a perfect slave mass now for the globalists. The Iraqis are going to be more enslaved at the end of this. You watch. Now they say Franks is staying there for 5 years. They're going to put in 24 to 22 sub-directors, ministries. There's no elections. Oh, they'll handpick some guy and have an election, you know, in 10 years, and it'll be the dictator like the Shah of Iran. Just wake up and realize how serious it is, because the same enslavement techniques that are being used in Iraq have already been used against you. They're changing the rules to take your pension funds. No one even knows it until they take your fund. They're taking the health care from all veterans 65 and up. I mean, it's just, the government's butchering everything. God bless you all.
Cool. Let's see.